I thought we had a good practice today. We finished ahead of schedule. I think that's always a good indication of the players' energy. And, you know, we're going to have an outstanding week of preparation, and we're going to have to play extremely well on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Well, it's, you know, you always feel bad whenever these guys work hard and they invest a lot of time, a lot of effort into their career, and they love to compete on the field. So it's unfortunate, but injuries are a part of the game and happens to every ball club, and we're just going to move forward.
Well, I know it's hard to talk about yourself, but some of your coaches have been complimentary of you. How do you think you've done this year, considering all that's going on and
keeping everything set up? There's really no time to reflect necessarily on the job you do. You come out, we ask the players every day when they come into the building to give their best effort and to be professional and to focus on the job that they have. And we ask the same thing of the staff. We got to do the same thing. Everybody has a professional life. Everybody has a personal life. There's a lot of things that happen in the real world. But, you know, when we come into the building, we all got to, kind of buckle our chin straps and go to work. And, and we got a great staff here of people, not just coaches, but people in the organization who make a lot of sacrifices. And so it's just a team sticking together.
So what if any major differences can you see on film in this Patriots team now compared to when you played them back in the end of October?
Well, not surprisingly, they're executing better as a football team, and you have to credit their coaching staff and their players. They're a team that typically gets better as the season goes along, and that's, I think, been their history, and this year's no different. Their production's improved since we last played them, and a lot there's statistical measures that can indicate that they're getting better. But when you throw the tape on, the tape's the best indicator. They're playing good football. They're a hard team. You have to go out there and beat them. This team doesn't beat themselves. They're too well coached, too many good players, and they're smart. And we're gonna have to play our tails off. And the film says they're getting better and better and better. Not necessarily. We looked at the schedule, and it's every team in the league. We knew we were playing, the AFC North. We knew we were playing the NFC South. We know we got our guys twice a year. And, the division games, we know they're all important. And, the home games are important. So, it's another game. We're going to have to play really well. But I said to the team, it's December 15th. So it's time to, there's nothing to wait for. It's time to play a complete game and play as well as we can.
You guys have been down by a couple of touchdowns last time, and they've done the same thing to a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the two or three keys to make sure that kind of comeback doesn't continue?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the things you have to do, you got to make the plays that present themselves. And, for example, we got to make that field goal when we open the second half. We get a three and out, we stop them, we drive the ball down. Obviously, we'd love to get in the end zone and score a touchdown. But, the plays that are there, we have to make. We can't turn people free in protection and get our quarterback hit in the back of the head. I told the team today, we kind of dodged a bullet last week. Let's call it what it is. When you throw an interception, a defensive touchdown, you give one up. You usually don't win a lot of those games, especially on the road. So, those are things we can't have happen. We gave them the ball at the 12-yard line. We played them here last year. We dropped a punt, gave them the ball at the 9-yard line, I think. They're too good. They're too good. You can't do that stuff. We gotta play sound. We gotta play smart, and we gotta make some plays. You look at the game Sunday. The reason we won, we made some plays in the fourth quarter, and we're gonna have to do that again.
Are they the best team that you guys have seen playing to 0-0? It's not the Miami Dolphins issue. It's the New England Patriots did that to the Saints last week.
Sure. You're going to have to play a full, complete game against these guys. And when their offense has the ball, they can score very, very quickly. They're good on special teams, and they're good on defense. So it's going to be, it's going to be a battle.
Secondary is thin right now, so you might have to see some.
Yeah, we're going to have to accelerate their learning. I totally agree, and that's why we got, our staff's kind of built that way. We've got, coaches who are going to be in game plan meetings. Today we typically do third down and red zone as a staff, game planning, which is obviously a huge part of our plan. But we've got some younger guys that can, guys like Blue Adams that can work with some of these guys and get them transitioned into the system, while our other guys, it doesn't slow down our staff in terms of the preparation we need to have for a game plan. So we're certainly going to utilize the personnel that we have to do that. He's got a lot of energy. He plays the game. He likes to compete. He likes to go out there and make plays. He's not bashful on the football field. He's a fun guy to have on the sidelines. He's energetic. He's positive. He's into the game. And usually, again, I've said it before, I think you like to see guys like that have success because they're out there busting their tail. They want to do well. And he made a heck of a, Trusnik really set it up, did a great job, Freeney and Marlon Moore, and I'm forgetting the third player over there off the top of my head, really set up and opened up the middle of the protection on that, and he took advantage of it. And, those are things we talk about. Those are plays you got to make this time of year to win games.
Joe, are you guys going to do anything to try to get that turned into a block? Because, he could tie the franchise record, Jimmy Wilson, with one more block. Can you petition the league or the Steelers, or are you even...
Not at this second, I'm not. Not overly. Not overly.
I just realized that.
Yeah.
So, Sam Brenner, at what point did he start to pop, flash, whatever?
Yeah. When it really happened for me, Armando, was just watching. I usually don't go down there, but I watched the one-on-one pass rush when I, go back upstairs at night. And, he just, I like to use the term, he kind of moves around like a football player, and it's hard to quantify that or describe that all the time. But, he was down there, and, when he goes in one-on-ones, he kind of does a nice job. He blocks his guys. He has a pretty good base. His hand placement's pretty good. And so that's kind of where he flashed for me. And then we, would watch him a little closer, give him a couple more opportunities, and it doesn't seem too big for him. He's kind of a football player, and that's where I kind of caught my eye.
Do you think he's been good enough to where he might have gotten a chance, even if your entire offensive line stayed intact?
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, so I wouldn't rule anything out. I mean, he showed. I can't really put a date on it when I really started to say, hey, geez, this guy looks like he's got something to him, but it's been for a while.
Two more. Regarding Daniel Thomas,
Chris and then Andrew,
what does he need to show you to show that he can be the every down back as opposed to platooning with Lamar Miller?
Yeah, just taking advantage of his opportunities and being productive. And, I think we have two very good running backs. I like what Gillislee's done in the games that he's played and contributed. He's really played fast on special teams. I like what Lamar's Miller's contributed to the offense. So I think, we're in a good position to have those kind of guys that can help our offense move the ball and score points.
Andrew, last
play of Cody Wallace kind of grabbing at Randy Stock and starts man parts after the play. And if so, is that something you should be fined for?
I didn't really study that particular play. So.
What do you think of a play like that? Is that something, it seems kind of dirty.
I could think of other words, too, but I'm not going to say them. But,